never know how much I really love you.
Welcome back to Matheson Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going to a different part of history in the making. A major revelation over the weekend. Remember Mark Meadows? Mark Meadows was chief of staff to Donald Trump. He initially cooperated with the January 6th commission. Then Trump threatened him. And then he chickened out and he stopped cooperating. But before he had stopped cooperating, he had turned over a lot of documents, emails, texts, that gave a lot of evidence to the January 6th committee. But he's refused to go back and testify. Well, somebody who did testify was a woman named Cassidy Hutchinson, who was an aide in the White House at the time, the Trump White House, and was under Mark Meadows. And she told the commission, and this is hard to believe, but it's apparently accurate, that Mark Meadows burned documents after meeting with Republican Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. Burned documents. What documents? How many documents? Destroying documents that are protected under various statutes because they're governmental records is a felony. And if you destroy documents in anticipation of being subpoenaed for them, it's obstruction. But you don't burn documents unless you're afraid somebody will read them. And why is Mark Meadows afraid that somebody would read these documents? That is because there was an orchestrated conspiracy to launch a coup to put Trump back in the White House for four more years, even though he lost the election. A coup to prevent the peaceful transition of power. Ever since 1788, the one thing that's characterized our country, as opposed to a lot of other countries in the world, most countries in the world, is that we have the peaceful transition of power. There's an election. If it's close and people dispute things, you go to court. Courts issue a decision, people accept it, and life goes on. In this case, Biden won the popular vote by about 7 million votes. He won the electoral vote 306 to something like 232, roughly, over 70 electoral votes. And it wasn't close. It wasn't close. I'll tell you what was close was in 2016 when Trump beat Hillary Clinton. In that election, he won Michigan by 10,000 votes. In the 2020 election, Biden beat Trump by over 100,000 votes. But Trump and the Republicans say the 2020 election was too close at over 100,000 votes. But the 2016 election, where he won by 10,000 votes, wasn't too close. You know, enough's enough. When are people going to be prosecuted for destroying documents, burning documents? When is Trump going to be prosecuted for taking protected secret documents from the White House, outside of the White House, compromising them, and in some cases destroying them by flushing them down the toilet? In some cases, and this is, people laugh at this, but he was seen, maybe there were notes, I'm sure they weren't long documents, eating them, chewing on them. I have very little doubt that any bad document for Trump has been destroyed. You really think that if the government ever gets those documents, there'll be anything in there bad for Trump? They've been destroyed. And why isn't there a court order immediately ordering them turned over? You know, they went after Hillary Clinton for using private server for emails, which was nevertheless secure and had never been breached. And Jeb Bush used a private email for his server for his emails, and so have a lot of other people. But okay, fair enough. She got slapped for that. She didn't destroy anything. Here you have Mark Meadows, the chief of staff, burning documents, Trump flushing documents down the toilet, allegedly eating a few short notes. Those must have been real doozies. And then taking a lot of sensitive documents that are secret and taking them out of the White House as a felony, out of the government custody, to Mar-a-Lago, where they're not secure, and they haven't been returned. And yet, he hasn't been prosecuted. And Meadows hasn't been prosecuted. Let me tell you a very disturbing timeline. The primaries are going on right now for the various Congress, the Senate, governor, that kind of thing. But the general election is in November all over the country. Our primary is August 9 here in Wisconsin. It used to be September, but it's moved to August because there's a federal requirement that you have to give servicemen stationed overseas time to mail their ballots back. And for a variety of reasons, that was not couldn't be guaranteed for a September primary, so we moved it to August. Now, the first thing about the November election is if the federal government has the power to mandate the date you have to have your election, it also has the power to mandate what you do on absentee ballots, drop boxes, voting machines, voter rolls, and everything else for federal elections. But the Republicans have filibustered any reform on that, and Manchin Sinema won't go along with lifting the filibuster. That's what's happening. But the larger question is, what happens, God forbid, and I'm not necessarily anticipating this, God forbid the Republicans win the House and the Senate in November by a little bit. Historically, the party that doesn't hold the presidency picks up some seats. Here we're at a razor-thin margin. They don't have to pick up many seats. But there were exceptions to that. In 1998, Bill Clinton was president, and yet the Democrats picked up seats. And in 2004, George W. Bush was president, and the Republicans picked up seats. My prediction is that we may pick up seats and be just fine. However, for the sake of argument, let's say that Kevin McCarthy becomes speaker. All of these subpoenas go away. He'll say, we don't want to talk to Mark Meadows. We don't want to talk to Trump. We don't want to talk to anybody. But then we have a safety valve. What's the safety valve? The safety valve is called Merrick Garland, Joe Biden. We have the presidency at least through 2024. Merrick Garland's got to get off the dime. Some of these people have got to be prosecuted. He may be waiting to see what happens in November, to see if Nancy Pelosi stays on as speaker, Chuck Schumer as a majority leader, and continue developing at kind of a slow pace what's going on. There are the January 6th committee hearings starting in about a week, and that's all very helpful. But I tell you what, if for whatever reason this thing takes a bad bounce in November, Garland, get off the dime. Get off the dime. What is this, Inspector Clouseau? There's a dead body lying there. You trip over it and you say, does something happen here? Hey, look down. There's a dead body there, for Pete's sake. Do something. And do it quick. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.